Okay, so we're holding here, more or less, I would say, in a Mudresh, in the new edition, it's a Mudresh Chaf, it's the middle of Samach Beis in Betzeis Yisrael. So, I assume that's what I, from what I gathered from last year's tape. So it says like this, Hayom Rav Ayonis Ani Zivlochar. So, the way the Baal Ha... Tillam is describing it. He's describing it not in terms of a nes. In other words, not Akadosh Baruch Hu being koife the yam and the nohar and the yardin to do something, but rather it's keilu the yam ran away and the yard moved backwards. So it means that there was some event that happened that cause something else to go in a different direction and somehow. I want to, before we start, I just want to go through, there's, of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a name called Neira. And the Maral speaks about the difference between Neira as opposed to something like a Midas HaDin or Midas HaShilton. Neira is where my appearance causes the other person to fall back, as opposed to dominance, where I come. So I come with a big stick, and I force the other person away. That's one mahalach, and that's a midah of gvur v'akadosh baruch hu. There's another midah, which is much deeper midah, which causes the person himself to fall back. A dugma like by Rivka. About this Aleph, when you have the Beis HaMikdash is called Neira for that reason, because it's the reflexive of Moira. In other words, when I frighten you, versus when the person perceiving me is thrown back. So it sounds like that's the process that happened. Hayom Ro Vayonis Ayin Sevlocha. Samaral says, that no shaykh is the yadin at this point, and there was no reason why the yadin wasn't needed to split open. So it's something which it means that if water moved backwards, and we'll see soon a little bit more why, then everything went with it. If Kriyas Yam Suf was a pu'ula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to break the yam to allow him to go through, this would be unnecessary. But it's the other way around. It's the yam moved back, and everything went with it. Why harim and gvois? Samuel says like this, when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu led the Malach, the Esaraf, and so on, what it means is as follows. There was no, it was not a pu'ula from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world of pu'ulos, the world of asiyah and maisim come through malachim. So a shliach, whenever you talk about an act done in the bria, for a maisa to find its way into the bria, the vehicle is always the Malach. The Malach is always sort of the Yara Richter. He's the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'meila he's the poel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's acting through a malach. So had HaKadosh Baruch Hu done something, it would have been called doing it through a malach. There's another b'china. Ani Hashem, it says vavarti b'layla hu, it means that there was a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only gilui is shayach only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maimon Har Sinai was the ultimate gilui, and that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the Kriyas Yamsuv, it says Ra'as Hashif Halayam, because Kriyas Yamsuv was a certain gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to a pu'ula dom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These were giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Vavarti is a lashon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his way into this world, so to speak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself. So that works in a very different way. And let me explain a little bit about the oimek of why it works that way and how. When I am mizgaber on some other person or entity, what I'm megale is that I'm stronger than the other entity. More powerful. So I had a wrestling match with the other person, and I vanquished him. I beat him. So that shows that I'm stronger. It doesn't show that the other person has no metzias. If anything, it shows the other person does have a metzias. The fact that I needed to go and to beat him, and the fact that it took a beating to get him to do what I wanted, is an indication that there is a metzias there, and I am doing something to vanquish that metzias. Let's say, but if something has no metzias except through my rotzen, lemashal, let's take a simple example, very simple. If let's say there's a wild animal in my house, so somebody has to go and chase it out, take a stick and chase it out. Let's say because the lighting is not good, the shadows look like an animal, like a kid sometimes gets scared of a shadow. All you need to do is put the light on and there's no shadow there. And it's a gloy mulsalam afreya that there's nothing there. Whenever you have something that it's metzias is really a product of me, if then it's not the pshat I have to beat it. I have to cease giving it a metzias. If I'm controlling a robot, I don't need to fight the robot. I need to stop telling it to go. It's the other way around. So a malach is a poil. A malach does. And the gilui that we have is that a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is strong. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu can beat anything. Micha Meicha Beilim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the strongest, and it's possible, you know, to beat anyone, and so on and so forth. But that's a lower gila. That's a gila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Bal Koyach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Sheirish of the Metzias, the gila of that is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears, then everything else ceases to exist. That everything else's existence is an illusion in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in here, and these are all like in the Maimon HaSinai, it says Baruch Hu Nishmosam, and you know Tzipor Leitzatz and Shor Legor and so on. They weren't like HaKadosh Baruch Hu muzzled the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't kill us. The world, as it perceives a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminates the world ceases to have its own metzias, because the whole metzias of the world is when it is shayach in a world of hester. When you have gilui for the mal, you don't have it. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went Tahorim Roktuk Elin Gevoyes, anything in the Bria that was shayach to Chomer automatically retreated because it had no metzias where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. And that's what he says, that the Fika always say it's Siya Binyan Tivi, Rako Yitzvah and Tivi. It doesn't mean it was Nisim. Shai Poyal HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'kash HaYitzvah De HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Kadosh. In other words, what happens is you have the Gilui of the Kedush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and B'meila, the rest of the Bria is melts, disintegrates. He picked the David Melch picked two examples. You have the world of Mayim and the world of Harim and Gvois. Now let's talk a little bit about these two worlds, why they are chosen to represent that. The Maral basically says it, but I just sort of sharpen a little bit what he says. The opposite of Ruchnius in this world takes on two forms. We've said many times the Goy and the Yitzra of Arayis and the Yitzra of Avodah Zarah. Let's explain the difference in the two. A Yitzra of Avodah Zarah is Shayach to Ruchnius. The world of people, the world of ideas that are Shayach to Avodah Zarah are Shayach to Ruchnius. But they choose to make their own selves, strong, independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have Kaiches and the Bria, and instead of them becoming bottle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have their own Metzias and their own tough Metzias. They take whatever they are, like a person who's a Balgaiva, like an alternative type of religion. You also have elements in the world of Chayma that are not shayach to Ruchnis, not shayach to Nitzura. They're just not. I mean, there's nobody. It's not that he wants himself and doesn't want shayach. He's just not shayach to it. Just doesn't have anything in it. Those two tzuras are, and that's like Yitzadarayas. Yitzadarayas is basically not. It's not shayach to having any tzura on it. It's just taiva, that's all it is. The world of Mayim, Maral says in many places when he speaks about it, Mayim has no tzura whatsoever. It is whatever cup you put it into. It never is able to be makabel tzura, which means it's a type of chomer that is devoid of any ruchnistic tzah to it. Yeah, you put it in this cup, it's this cup, but that cup, the other cup, you put it here, you put it there. That's why water is a lot of times the ruach. Water is yitzra d'avodah zarah. We spoke about it once in the Shai Kedusha speaks about it. That mayim is always taiva tanugim. A person who's shakur and taiva and tanugim is not shayach to any ruchnius. Mitzrayim is called ervas haaretz. Those are all that chelik. That's the mayim. The even. Milcha hara zeh by Nebuchadnezzar. It's something that is very, very strong, tough, doesn't want to allow something to impose a tzura on it. It can get a tzura. Lehoraya, I mean, Mount Rushmore, if you call those tzuras, it, somebody imposed a tzura on it. That's tzura sodom, I'm not sure, but Akapani, it has a tzura on it. But it resists having a tzura because that's ometzi, it doesn't want to get it. So that's sort of like Yitzhak Rezor in the sense that it's not amenable. It can have a tzura, but it wants to be itself, and it's bedafka, not mekabla tzura. Those are the two oifanim in the world. So the two have feichim to the musig of elikus and nebriya are mayim and even in that sense. Mayim because it's devoid of a tzura, and even because it resists accepting a tzura. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself, these two chelki habriya have no metzias. Mela the chelki habriya that are mekabla tzura, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala, so the marshal, a person who has a ruchnius take a zikit himself. So when he's faced with a world that's called a ruchnius, the person, it changes. The person takes that tzura and that mold and steps into that mold. But the chilek of the bria that's devoid of it, So the marshal, let's say there's a ruchnistik hashpa, there's a yeshiva, there's learning, there's whatever, davening, any ruchnis. So people that, in as much as they have a shaykhus to it, it'll change them, it'll mold them. In as much as their people are devoid of ruchnis, there's nobody home, he's empty-headed, it's not going to happen. Okay, so he'll shake along, just like you put water, whatever kais you put the water, that's what water will be. As soon as you empty and something else, it has no tzur be'etzim. So the person's has no secret to ruchnis, and b'meila is nobody to work with. Then there is a yitzah of Vodazara where a person has, he wants to be his self tzura, doesn't want to be mevatel. For chayma to accept the tzura, it's the ultimate bittel. I become a canvas for somebody else's painting. And a person who has any type of guy with himself doesn't want that. It says, So the mashal is the offer is amenable. Offer is something that allows for something to be chal in it, and the harim and gvoyis are thick and don't allow change. So they bemeila, there's no room for them in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megal himself, they lose their entire metzias. So there's a bedafka over here. What the point he's trying to make in the Mizmer is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shoylet on everything. It's a pshat that the world itself retreated, and that's a simon of a real gilui of havaya, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being a force in the bria, a shoylet on the bria. In which case, the bria itself would be nichna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be machnir the bria. The bria itself gave way in the makom where there's this HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no makom mitzias. Lamashal, a person. Imagine a person, let's take a very bus of a dumb example. Mm-hmm. A person works in a corporation, a company, and his job is to do X. And someone else comes who can do the job twice as good as him, 10 times as good as him. So the person has no more place. But if the person sees himself, my job is to assist and to do whatever is needed, so okay, so now something else will be needed, and I'll shtel tzur a certain way to this person. I'll help this person. I'll be his assistant. I'll work for him. Whatever it is, if anything in the bria that has its mitzias as being something that can be molded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's it can be makabel the tzur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it has a makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not a steerer to it, but something that doesn't have that, something that its mitzias is either it's not shayach the tzura, or it demands its own tzura and doesn't allow it, then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself, it loses its mitzias. Okay, we'll hold it here.